Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston joining us. Kyle, how are you this afternoon?
Good. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man? Hanging in there?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well here and sort of looking around to see some positive signs, you know, a few here and there. But as we were saying, this is a long fight. It's a process, but we look for any rays of hope where we can. And in terms of the pro sports scene, sounds like for a lot of the leagues, May 1st is going to be an important day to at least assess what the next steps might be.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's the next, date where, the leagues will actually see where we are, see where we stand at that point. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said it the other night that, no decisions will be made this month. And I agree with him there. I've said it before. There's no need to rush this and try to, we're coming back on this date only to have it be pushed back. Both leagues, talking about the NHL and NBA, they have some time. Would we like them to come back sooner? Of course, but only if it's safe for all parties involved. And so, that's a critical date, May 1st. Here we are, 3 weeks away or whatever it is, and, hopefully we're in a better predicament than we are right now.
The more I hear about this NFL virtual stay-at-home draft, the more I kind of like this idea. It's not the spectacle that we usually get, but I'm a little intrigued now to see how this all plays out.
Well, I want to hear why you're intrigued, because can you imagine Bill Belichick hooked up to some sort of, IT device and, video conferencing device? It'll be interesting because you won't have this war room setting. And if you're a franchise, if you're a team, do you have to have multiple, for lack of a better phrase, Zoom meetings? Do you have to have a number of conference calls? Then do you have to be on a conference call with the NFL also? And so I do see your point. How are they going to pull this off? I'm interested to see that. But, I think what we will see is maybe there won't be as many cooks in the kitchen, for some teams. Maybe it's a small handful of people actually making the decision then. So the NFL seems hell-bent on sticking, to their timeline of holding this draft. So we'll see.
I think it'll just be a nice glimpse behind the curtain to see some things. Well, especially if it's, of course, Belichick probably is right in the office every day, but I want to see a little more. I want to see him at home with his girlfriend there, a little Bon Jovi playing in the background, and just chill Bill making his pick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want all access too, right? Him mic'd up and let's hear it. What goes through his mind? What are his thoughts? It'll be interesting because, if you're ESPN, if you're the NFL, you got to do something to make this a made-for-television event, right? And so maybe you give fans access that maybe we've never seen before. So, for that respect, I am interested to see, how things pan out.
Now, the NBA, the NHL, they played a good slate of their games. It would be great to, at some point, be able to have some sort of even a scaled-down playoff situation. If that can happen, first of all, what do you think is the cutoff date for them to say it's just too late to start? And if they aren't able to do any playoffs, would they declare champions based on regular season records?
Well, I don't think they would declare a champion based on regular season records. Just because, when you look at the NBA and historically, you got to go out there and earn it. And, we've seen before, not always the best team will win the title. If you think about it last year, we thought Golden State was going to win. And so that's why you play the game. I think a realistic cutoff date is probably, June 1. I would like to see, games come back some point in June. If you can't get that, maybe you're talking July and then into August. And so then you're getting up against it, as far as the following season, and then you'll have to push that back. And so, my date is June 1st. If we still haven't heard anything, if a decision hasn't been made, then I'll truly be worried about whether the NBA will return this year.
Kyle Draper with us here on Downtown. And for Major League Baseball that hasn't begun their season, what's the minimum number of games to make it a legitimate season? Is it half? Is it 80? Is it 100 games? What do you think?
I was thinking 100 games. If you do half, 81 games, that doesn't sound. I mean, I know the NBA and, NHL does 82, 81 baseball games. That just doesn't you know, what do you play each team once and then that's it? You know, what, two-game series instead of four-game series? I don't know about that. You know, 100 sounds about right. 120 maybe ideally. You know, it's interesting that the MLB and Rob Manfred, they, you know, are looking at this May timeline of trying to get out there on the field. I understand that, but then you got so many, you know, question marks. Where do you play? Do you, you know, house everybody in the same hotel or the same locale? What if somebody does test positive? Do you got to shut the league down? And so I think there's way too many unknowns, way too many variables right now. But, you know, I'd be open to a 100-game, 120-game season.
Kyle, how are your kids adjusting to not having school or to online distance learning?
Oh, it's been miserable here, man. The frustration level is at an all-time high. You know, I give teachers credit because not only are they teaching our kids, but, you know, they're sort of, you know, mental health counselors out there. You know, there's so many emotions when you talk about young kids. My kids are 10 and 8. And so the mood swings and the emotions, and teachers have to deal with that also. And so that's been one of the biggest challenges is the level of frustration, you know, from the kids. You know, they've had a couple of weeks off, no homework, no schoolwork. And now this week, we're starting to get back into it, and they're clearly frustrated.
I did have one of my students send me a message because I teach primarily freshmen, and I sent out an online assignment, and one of them passed it in a couple of days late and said, "My parents are pretty good about making sure I do my work, but when they nag me, it doesn't carry as much weight as when you do, Mr. Kimball." And I thought, well, good, good. I feel pretty decent about that.
You know how it is. It's like you always want to impress the people outside of your house. You know, it's like being a coach. You'll listen to what the coach say. As soon as your parents say it, you're like, "Ah, I don't have to listen to you, Mom and Dad." And so that's what's happening here. You know, it's the teachers, I give them a lot of credit, and they earn the respect they get.
Well, Kyle, good to talk with you as always. When will we see you on NBC Sports Boston next?
Back on tonight at 6 o'clock, early edition.
Fantastic.
Gary Tangway, myself, and Trini, we discuss which era of basketball is better. Do you like the 80s and 90s or present-day basketball? So it should be a good, fun debate.
Ooh, which side are you coming down on? Can you give us a preview?
Yeah, I'll give you a little preview. I'm saying today's brand of basketball is much better. And here's why, Rich, real quick. If you looked at the 80s, only four franchises won a title. Same thing in the 90s. But over the last 10 years, seven franchises have won the NBA title. I like that kind of parity.
Well, I know which side Gary's coming down on, so I'll tune in to see you and Trenny battle it out.
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thanks, Kyle. We'll talk with you next week. Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston here on Downtown.